This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome back. That's right. I have the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton, is on the line right now. Hey, Miss Rita, how you doing?
I am doing great. How are you on this beautiful Monday?
It's doing great, Rita. I tell you, last week we had some great ratings, and people are really enjoying the Inventor America segment that we're doing inside of Home Talk USA, talking to some great inventors, the entrepreneurs, the people that really are starting to shape the home improvement industry. And I understand you have one right now, but tell us what's going on since last week, though, Rita.
Everything is moving so fast with the National Hardware Show right now. People getting signed up to go with us and become part of our team. I want to encourage everybody out there who's got a product that they're trying to launch and they want to show off to join us. So get in touch with me as soon as you can. We are going to be bigger than ever. The entire convention center this year will be dedicated to this show. So we're real excited.
All right. Now, I understand you have a guest, an actual inventor that came up with this, what they call it, the block out the air product, right?
Yes, Miss Dee Dee Cobb is a doctor of pharmacy and the inventor of Boda Mail Slot Insulator. And her attention to detail is a must in her profession, but it has served her well in inventing. She spent several years refining her design that's meant to be easy to use, and her dedication to designing great products, high quality, and they're meant to last. So here is the president and owner of Boda Inc., Block Out the Air, Miss Dee Dee Cobb. So, Dee Dee, tell us a little bit about your invention. What does it do?
So my invention is a mail slot insulator that is able to be installed by the customers themselves. The mail slot insulator goes within the door, and it clicks apart to expand horizontally and vertically, and it's able to be done within minutes. And by doing this, you're able to still receive your mail through the door. You're still able to have the insulation, and you don't have to pay a handyman to have the product installed.
So, and you launched this at the National Hardware Show with us. You were part of our team for a couple of years. And the cool thing is that the stuff that's not supposed to get into the house, besides just the cold air or the hot air, is insects and all kinds of other things that, you know, could get in there. So, great invention. What do you feel was your biggest challenge over the last few years?
My biggest challenge was I had a lump sum of money to start with. And I've had three different engineers. My third engineer is the one I'm using currently. And I know he's the right engineer because his dad was a mailman who delivered mail to mail slots in St. Louis. But one of the, since I had to go through the three engineers, they thought it would be easy. And I've spent a lot of money designing and redesigning, trying to get it perfected just so it could be easy to install for the consumer. Like picking certain products and certain materials that are kind of not in, like, one of the things is it has a flap. And what the material that I'm using, it's not for the intended purpose. It's actually to make the foam last, like, years longer than it would normally. Like, doing those things, going from the engineering work to having a product to be able to be manufactured, the way I want it has been more expensive than I thought it would be.
Yeah, well, and I know that over the years, one of the biggest problems I hear from inventors is the money. You know, at a certain point, it starts to cost. You've got to, it's not, you know, it can be an expensive endeavor, and it's certainly not free to get from I have an idea to the marketplace. So we see that challenge build as inventors go through the steps. And, you know, especially when we get to your point where you're doing the design work, and it's amazing how mistakes early on can really cost a lot of precious dollars. What advice, I mean, if you could tell new inventors, and I mean, the show is all about encouraging America to invent, the reason for the name of the show, Invent America, because America invents. What advice can you give to those inventors out there that say, or those potential inventors say, well, I have an idea, what do I do?
So the advice that I would give is, maintain like really good credit, because you only have so much money that you're working with. I mean, and you will be very lucky to not run out of money. But if you do, you're going to have to get money from somewhere, like loans. So you want to make sure you have good credit. And the other thing I recommend is take courses at for small business, like small business classes, because that way you'll start to hear information being repeated in different forms. And that information is usually, make sure you do this, make sure you don't do those, things. Because those little tidbits of advice being repeated, you know that's something important, and you know not to do those things. Because a lot of that times, that help in those classes, they're not expensive, and a lot of times they're free. And that free help can save you from spending money on like very expensive mistakes.
Yeah, and one of the things that we make available free to all of our inventors out there is the Inventors Roundtable. And so inventors can sign up to come virtually to the meeting that's on the west side of the Mississippi or on the east side of the Mississippi. And, you know, join us where you can ask questions then, and it's free. So your advice is very well timed at this point, because those inventors that are out there starting to spend money, it's really important to be able to talk to other inventors and say, how did you do this? What was the right thing to do? And, you know, we want to make sure that we offer then not just the information on this show, but a place where inventors can go.
All right. Hey, I got to take a short break. I don't mind interrupting in a second. We're talking to Dee Dee Cobb. She is a doctor of pharmacy and also an inventor. She invented the Block Out the Air product along with my co-host. That's right, the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Hey, Dee Dee, give us a... do you have a website out there that you can give us our how can we find out more about you?
So the website is available at www.blockouttheair.com.
Say it one more time.
www.blockouttheair.com.
Great. Dee Dee, thank you for being our guest, okay?
All right, thank you.
Good luck to you. Rita,
that
was a great guest. But we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to have another guest, another topic right here on the Home Talk USA Radio Network, talking about Invent America with the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Also, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. I'm the Cajun Man, along with Rita Crompton. We'll be right back.
Yay!